Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Francisco Mendez Rivera. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Mendez Rivera as described in the reports listed above. But he is now a 38-year-old male who again reports he was first injured at work on 10-16-20. But at that time, trailer door came down on his left shoulder. Pretty also injured his left foot on 11-15-18 when it was run over by a pallet jack. Period. He went on to have treatment including repair of a labral tear at the left shoulder on 3-1-21. Period. It is unclear whether he had surgery on the foot. Period. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He denies any interval treatment since last evaluated here. Period. He also denies any interim injuries to the left shoulder, hand, or foot. Period. He was involved in a motor vehicle collision, injuring his neck and back. Period. He has received therapy, chiropractic, and epidural steroids for this. Period. I am not in receipt of any additional medical documentation to consider in this matter. Period. New paragraph. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There was a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal. Extremities lower normal. Feet and ankles normal. Cervical and thoracic normal, lumbosacral, gait normal. Impressions. Francisco Mendez Rivera injured his left shoulder at work on 10-16-20 and his left foot on 11-15-18. Period's course of treatment was described in detail in my prior reports. Period. The most recent of these was on 8-19-22. Period. That pertained to an exam of 7-14-22. Period. He denies any interim injuries or treatment to the left shoulder or foot since his exam here. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found there to be full range of motion about the left shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the left foot and ankle where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He did not have any antalgia or use assisted devices for ambulation. Period. My opinions relative to permanency and causation remain the same. Period. More specifically, I again would offer percent permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. I suspect there is some permanency involving the left shoulder that is not addressed in my 2022 report. Period. It did not incorporate the surgery he stated he underwent in 2021. Period. I will have to investigate the earlier reports from 2022 and earlier to identify those values. Period. And that is the end.